Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with sincere hearts to confess our sins to God our Father, and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Who made heaven and earth.
I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
And you forgave the guilt of my sin.
All-powerful God, our Maker and our Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are sinful and unclean by nature, and also that we have sinned against you in our thoughts, our words, and our actions. And so we flee to find refuge in your infinite mercy, looking and pleading for your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Most merciful God, who gave your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake, forgive us all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit, increase in us real knowledge of you, and of your will, and real obedience to your word, so that by your grace we will come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy on us, and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives the power to become children of God and has promised them in his Holy Spirit. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, Lord, unto us all.
Amen.
O give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name.
Make known his deeds among the peoples.
He spread a cloud for a covering,
and fire to give light by night.
They asked, and he brought quail,
and he gave them bread from heaven in abundance.
He opened the rock, and water gushed out.
It flowed through the desert like a river.
For he remembered his holy promise,
and Abraham his servant.
So he brought his people out with joy,
his chosen ones with singing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us.
Glory to God on high.
Father, though we do not deserve your goodness, still you provide for all our needs of body and soul. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may acknowledge your gifts, give thanks for all your benefits, and serve you in willing obedience through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the ninth Sunday after Pentecost is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for what is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good. Delight yourself in rich food. Incline your ear, and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live. And I will make you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. Behold, I made him a witness to all the peoples, a leader and a commander for the peoples. Behold, I shall call a nation that you do not know, and a nation that you did not know shall run to you, because the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Give thanks to the God of heaven,
for his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
For his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to the God of gods,
for his steadfast love endures forever.
Give thanks to the Lord of lords,
for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who alone does great wonders,
for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who by understanding made the heavens,
for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who spread out the earth above the waters,
for his steadfast love endures forever.
To him who made the great lights,
for his steadfast love endures forever.
The sun to rule over the day,
for his steadfast love endures forever.
The moon and stars to rule over the night,
for his steadfast love endures forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, it is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Give thanks to the God of heaven,
for his steadfast love endures forever.
The reading from the letters is from St. Paul's letter to the church in Rome, the ninth chapter. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen. But it is not as though the word of God has failed. For not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel, and not all who are children of Abraham, because they are his offspring. But through Isaac shall your offspring be named. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as offspring. For this is what the promise said: about this time next year I will return, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only so, but also when Rebekah had conceived children by one man, our father Isaac, though they were not yet born, and had done nothing, either good or bad, in order that God's purpose of election might continue, not because of works, but because of his call, she was told, "The older will serve the younger." As it is written, "Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter.
Glory be to you, O Lord.
Now when Jesus heard about the death of John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a desolate place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. Now when it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a desolate place. The day is now over. Send the crowds away to go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have only 5 loaves here and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them here to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and said a blessing. Then he broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples took them to the crowd. And they all ate and were satisfied. And they took up 12 baskets full of broken pieces left over. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Having heard the word, what do you believe?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is Isaiah, the 55th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. He who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk, without money and without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your labor for what does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me, and eat what is good. Delight yourself in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live. As I read this morning's text, I thought, and well, the gospel lesson too for that matter, I thought, found myself thinking about free food. I like free food. And especially in the context of our church family's gatherings, when we have gathered together for food and fellowship. That's something I truly miss during this time of social distancing. I'm sure you all do. There's something very, very special about eating together. I mean, we know that without having to do a deep study, but if we did look closely, we see that God talks about meals many times in Scripture. In his earthly ministry, Jesus is frequently recorded as sharing meals with people, and it's often with people that were outside the normal bounds of society. And very importantly, there is his Last Supper. That ending of Jesus' time on earth is also a beginning in our restored relationship with him. And so we look forward to the culmination of the age when we come together at the marriage supper of the Lamb, the Bride of Christ. As the Bride of Christ, we are fully reconciled to our Creator, and we will be with him forever. But in the meantime, I remember that my mother and my drill instructor both told me that there is no free lunch. And I'm pretty sure you know what they meant. If someone offers you something for free, it's pretty likely there's a catch. And many of us have probably done the same thing, offering something of value, but expecting to get something of either greater value in return. Is God like that?
No.
How can he offer, he who has no money, come, buy, and eat? Is this passage only figurative? It certainly is figurative, but it is so much more. It is filled with promise, and I will embrace that promise as if it were my life vest in a stormy sea. God does provide for all that we need. But I invite you to also look at today's gospel lesson. That was not figurative. Jesus was satisfying the hunger of real people in real time. We can be tempted to make our faith an abstraction. It's not. Our life in Christ, no, it's broader than that. For it is for all of us, those who have already turned back to God and those who have not. For he makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain on the just and on the unjust. Even when we were his enemies, God gave us life and breath, even as he does now. Our Father gives us life. He gives it to us freely. He always has. But we keep looking for the catch. Is there one? Is there a catch? Is there a condition? A stipulation? There is no catch. Our Father has always been up front with us. He is always freely given to us. Look at the intricacies and the beauty of this world. That was from the beginning a gift for us. But Adam and Eve didn't trust him. They didn't trust God. They were looking for the catch. That sin against God still haunts us in our old nature. Even at the very time Adam turned against God, our Father promised a way out, a way to turn back to Him. God loves us. And besides the idea of a catch, it just doesn't make sense in this context. What would God expect from us? What do we have that our Creator and Sustainer needs? Since every good and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of change. No, there is no catch. Which brings us to the next question. Is there a condition? Well, yes, there is. Our sins must be paid for. Have you thought about all the things that we have done to provoke His anger? You know that the wages of sin is death. And we see it at work in us all the time, in our old nature. Our sin must be put away, and we are not strong enough to do it. The more we try, the harder it seems. But we know the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Yet there is a condition, and that condition has been satisfied in the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. His obedience has been accounted to us. Yes, table fellowship with the Father is conditional, and Jesus satisfied that condition in our stead with the shedding of His own blood. Now, for the third question, is there a stipulation? I suppose you could say that. When Jesus fed the 5,000, what were they there for? They were there to hear Him. Today's text ends with incline your ear and come to me, hear, that your soul may live. The good gifts and the perfect gifts from our Father come to us with His word. Can we give our hearts to God? Well, not as an act of free will. We're a little too selfish for that. But we can give Him our ear. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of God. This is why we are together today, to hear the word of God, to hear it in the liturgy, the lessons, the sermon. Drink it in. Let it quench your thirst. Let it satisfy your hunger. Take in God's word and let it be on your lips today and throughout the week. In a time when so many of the words seem only to cut and bruise, let us speak God's word to a hungry world. Let our words to each other and even to God's enemies be sweet and pure as His word is to us. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Do not cast me out of your presence, nor take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a free spirit. Amen.
Lord, you have invited us to come without money to receive grace beyond price. Hear us as we turn to you in prayer, confident of your promise to hear and answer us. Father, we have sought meaning, comfort, and help from all the wrong places. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that our hearts may be turned to your word, that we may hunger for your Son's blood, body and blood, that we may discern the truth from error. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we give you thanks that you have blessed us beyond what we deserve and given us your church. Guard her life by your Spirit and strengthen her witness before the nations. Bless all pastors and church workers in their service to us in your name, and bless those now considering and preparing for the pastoral ministry. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we too quickly focus on what we lack and not upon your unlimited grace. Bless all relief agencies and services of your church on behalf of the hungry, the homeless, the hurting, and those who have lost hope. Bless those visited by disaster and tragedy, and open our hearts to help them recover from their loss. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father, we are daily blessed to know abundance and freedom. Bless those who defend us from our enemies, who serve us in government, and who protect us in our communities. Be with our President, the Congress, our Governor, and our judges and magistrates, that they may discern the right path and lead us with honor and integrity. Be with those serving in the armed forces. Protect all who travel. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father, we suffer all manners of illness and affliction. Hear us and grant to us healing according to your will. Strengthen in the time of trial and peace at last. We pray especially for Ian, Gertrude, Cordy, undergoing surgery this week, and for George, Gary, Nancy, Bud, Charlie and Phyllis, Lindsay, Barbara, and Elijah. Be with Dawn's family as they mourn their loss, and in those named in our hearts. Good Lord, deliver us and teach us to depend upon your grace in all things. Bless Donna in her birthday. Watch over all expectant mothers, especially Cara, Tiffany, Kelsey, Stephanie, and Rachel. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father, we know your steadfast love and mercy are forever, but our faith is daily tested and tempted. Give us strength and endurance that we may not despair, but have confidence in your sufficient grace. Guide us to seek your consolation in your word and sacraments. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father, we are daily and richly surrounded with your love and care. Grant us eyes to see your mercies new and every morning, and grateful hearts that we have received, that we may share with those in need and generously support the work of your church. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father, we remember the saints who lived by your mercy and died in Christ. We long for that day when all divisions will end and the church in heaven and earth will be one in your presence, singing your praise in your kingdom without end. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Father, we ask you to grant us all things needful and to keep us from all things harmful. And to our salvation, we trust your wisdom and your love. Teach us to pray without fear. Your will be done. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but
And the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen. Amen.